On today's episode of The Front Row, we are in downtown Lubbock at the Lubbock Cultural Arts Foundation. And joining us as our special guest is Stacy Keith. Stacy, welcome to the show. Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for coming down and visiting with me.
So for folks who don't know, help us understand a little bit about the Lubbock Cultural Arts Foundation itself. What actually is that?
Our mission is very broad. It is to cultivate and champion the arts in Lubbock, Texas. And we were started in April of 2020, so we came into being right around the time that COVID came into being and things started to kind of shut down. So we arrived very quietly on the scene, and we were also created to administer the Texas Music Friendly Community Program through the Texas Music Office and the Texas Film Friendly Program through the Texas Film Commission.
Okay, so you're sort of a liaison between the state and local arts, I'm guessing, something like that.
Yes, we are fortunate enough to work closely with the city of Lubbock, and so we're the contracted entity that works with the city and serve as that touch point for both those state programs. They're both flow through the governor's office.
All right. Well, that's good to know, and it's good to know that we have this cultural arts organization here, which I actually didn't know about until now, and maybe other people don't know too, so it's great that we can actually get the word out about who you are and what you do.
Great.
So, something that you have that's coming up is something called Get the Gig. So, for those of us who might not be musicians, so when musicians go out gigging, what does that mean?
That is the culture of basically when you go to your favorite restaurant and there is a musician there performing, that is a gig for that musician. And so this event is to kind of help promote that culture and help those gigging musicians and gigging professionals make some great connections that day. Yes, that is what it is. That is your, you know, when you go to dinner and you have that live music, that's that extra joy that it brings you.
Right. Musicians have gigs. Exactly.
They
right.
do.
So this event you're calling Get the Gig. So what's that all about?
Well, we are running this through our Music Friendly program for Lubbock. One of the things that program really encourages communities to do is professional development. And so we have a wonderful committee that has about 30 local music industry professionals, everybody from the symphony to commercial artists to recording studios to Texas Tech School of Music and everybody in between. And when we got together and thought, what are some things that we could really help hands-on some of, especially our emerging artists, kind of newer musicians, or maybe just newer to our community, what can we help them do and learn? And one of the things that really came to the forefront was booking. How do I get on the blue light stage? How do I play at Two Docks? How do I get on the Cactus, in the Cactus Theater? And so we thought, well, we can answer those questions. And so what this event does, it's a free event. This will be the third year that we've run it, and it's been really popular. And what it really does is help bridge that unknown area between especially emerging artists and some of our more well-known venues. So we have a panel of venue booking managers, and Scott Ferris with Amusement Park Recording Studios will moderate that panel and ask them everything from how do we approach you to how do you book to what's your, you know, preferred form of communication to does a musician need a marketing packet, you know, just trying to really help these artists know how do I approach that venue if I want to try to get on that stage.
Right. And that's an important thing for a local artist to be able to hook up with a venue and to do their thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're providing a pathway for that to happen.
Right.
That's great.
Yes. And so this year we'll have the venue panel, and then we'll also have a negotiation panel, which is new for us this year. But part of gigging is negotiating a good rate. because if you're a full-time musician, that's critically important. And so we want to help them with a few experts in the field here in Lubbock that do it really well and kind of have a process. And so they're going to kind of share their expertise as well too this year to help negotiate. How do you ask for an increase when you've played somewhere for a long time? How do you create a contract or a performance agreement? Should you get a deposit from a venue when they may be resistant to that? And how do you navigate that? So really just trying to give them ammunition to be their best professional selves is what this event is all about. So it's a great day.
Scott Ferris will be ideal for that.
Scott Ferris is great. And then Johnny Verbaten, who is actually Dr. Jonathan Verbaten, but he plays in the Johnny Verbaten Trio. Mm-hmm. And also, of course, is very respected at Texas Tech. He does the kind of took over for our friend Curtis Peoples when he retired, and so at the Southwest Archives Special Collections. And so Johnny will moderate the negotiation panel. Mm-hmm. So both are in really, really capable expert hands.
Well, you can see how an organization like this putting on an event that is so helpful to artists and to people with venues as well, this can really do a lot to promote art and art activity in our community.
Well, that's the idea. And, you know, and really the networking is so invaluable. Just, you know, it's so important to have, I think, that sense of community in whatever profession you're in, but particularly the music industry. And Lubbock, I think, has a reputation of being really supportive of musicians. I think they're supportive of one another. And this is a great way for especially emerging artists, new musicians to Lubbock, to really get to know people like Scott, Johnny, Joy Harris, Junior Vasquez, mm-hmm. and Dustin Garrett will also be on the panel. And so, you know, it's just invaluable to be able to get to know those people and share those experiences.
Right. You've picked great people. They're all extremely well known and do their work very well in our community. So
yes.
Picked well.
Well, thanks. They're willing volunteers, and so they're part of this organization. This is a one-woman office, and so it survives based on the heartbeat of it. Our volunteers, and those just happen to be really cool, fun people to be around.
Absolutely. Too. Right. So when and where is the event?
The event is November 30th, and the first panel will start around 10 a.m. It'll be at Jake's, which is on 50th Street. Mm-hmm. Jake's Sports Cafe will be in the back room. And so they'll do our panels in the morning, beginning at 10. We'll do a lunch break. All you have to do to attend is just register, let us know you're coming so we can count you for lunch. And then in the afternoon, we'll do a showcase. So we've had an opportunity for some emerging artists and new musicians in Lubbock to apply for that, and so we'll get to hear from five that were selected by an anonymous panel, and so that'll be a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun last year. We added that element, and it was fun to be able to hear, and they get to play for these venue owners and managers that are in the room. So, if you know, again, just a really enriching experience.
Right. Where can people register?
They can go to our website at lubbockculturalarts.org. And there is a workshop tab, and it's super easy to find. It's still live, and just fill out the form and send it to me, and we'll get people counted, and we'd love to have them there.
Wonderful. The event is called Get the Gig, and our special guest on the show today is Stacy Keith. Stacy, more things on your desk. Here I see. You must have more things in the offing. What's coming up for Lubbock Cultural Arts Foundation?
We'll also have one of the things that we have started to do, which has been really popular, is called Arts After Hours. It's kind of like business after hours, but for the creative economy. Last month, we had it at Nashwell Cafe. So the last one of the year will be December 13th. And it'll be at Broadway Contemporary Fine Art Gallery, mm-hmm. which is owned by Janelle Spivey, who's married to a musician, married to the infamous Spivey. and so we'll have our final networking event there. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It's just a fun, no agenda, just come, We have refreshments, see the gallery, visit with one another. And so those have been really, really fun and well received too. So that'll be December 13th at beginning at 5:30.
Right. Can you just come?
You can just come. Yes.
All right.
It's a great event.
Great. On Broadway at the Contemporary.
Broadway Contemporary. Yeah. Yes. Fine Art Gallery.
Great.
Yeah.
And probably going on into the spring, can you maybe hint any spectacular things you have in mind?
We have the last 2 years done helped with an event called Buffalo Grass Fest, which is kind of a enriched version of Getting the Gig. It has more panels, various educational professional development opportunities that are all music related, and then always featured kind of a signature guest. Last year we had Rick Beato, and the year before we had Amy Nolte and Taylor Roberts, who are jazz musicians, and they are also YouTube educators. So we try to mix and marry that great combination of music and education. So we want to provide some great tunes, but also really get in the message of, you know, this is not an easy path professionally. And so here are some ways to make it easier, and learning from one another, learning from some local experts. So that tends to be a spring event. We don't have a date set yet, but hopefully we will soon.
Great. In terms of Get the Gig, let me just ask you, because it's something I don't know and haven't really thought about. We seem to have a lot of venues. I know we have the Cotton Hotel and Triple J Chop House, places like that. Mm-hmm. I know that have live entertainment. How is Lubbock situated in terms of number of venues for the size of our city? Are we where we should be, or do we have more? Do we have less? What do you think?
I think we have always been purportedly to have the most live music venues per capita in the state. You can go just about anywhere in Lubbock and find live music almost any night of the week, even Sundays. And so I think we do a really good job, and I think that a lot of that is because of the quality of our musicians. I mean, we just have such talent. It's crazy. We have such talent here, and we are so fortunate that so many of them make Lubbock their home base. Even if they go out on tour, they tend to come back, and so that you can catch them playing at some of those great spots you mentioned. And mm-hmm. So I think we do, you know, there's always room for growth in those areas, but I think overall we definitely have willing venues to give most of our musicians a stage.
Right. Well, I think it's wonderful that you're having a Get the Gig thing to help pair up those venues mm-hmm. with our artists. And I think you're exactly correct. We've just an enormous number of wonderfully talented people
mm-hmm.
for years.
Yes, and they keep coming. I mean, South Plains College has such a great commercial music program, and now they have that wonderful matriculation agreement with Texas Tech. So a student can go to South Plains, get 2 years under their belt, and then just transfer seamlessly into Tech's commercial music program. And so, you know, I think our education institutions really rally around that to nurture that culture.
Right.
And that's really important. And of course, songwriting has always been, you know, thrived in Lubbock. And we have great events like the Buddy Holly Songwriters Retreat. Texas Tech has coursework in songwriting led by, you know, Amy
right.
Ferris.
Right.
Blue Light has that wonderful songwriters night. And there just seems to be more and more and more of that springing up. I think
right.
it's important to nurture that creativity for sure.
Sure. And when everybody's on the same page, so much can be done.
It's amazing. Yeah. And so what our office has really tried to do is kind of fill that gap of the business skills. We don't need to teaching by the creativity, they've got that. We want to help them connect, so they've got that great song. Well, now what do I do?
Right. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
And we're so happy that you're here. It is Lubbock Cultural Arts Foundation. And our guest on the show today has been Stacy Keith, who is, as she said, a one-person show to get this done. We really want to thank you for taking time to be with us today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so, so much. And just really do appreciate the exposure and the positive conversation.